000, Monday night. Simon Tzadik Aleph, Sif Beis. We're revisiting the Gartel issue. We really didn't study it. Tzorach Lezer Ezer B'Shas HaTfilah. This is based on the Gemara in Shabbos of Tesumet Beis, which talks about a belt, an azor, that they would put on for davening. Now, the Mechaber learns, like most Rishonim in the Gemara in Shabbos, that it's afilu yeshlo avnet, there's already some sort of belt there, she'ein libo roe eso erva. No, we're not dealing with an avnet that's necessary for the to be mafsik ben libo la erva, which is a necessity in itself. We're talking beyond that. You're already mafsik ben libo la erva. We're talking about an ezor besides the avnet, whatever the word avnet means, whether it means a belt or it means a pair of pants with an elastic, you know, whatever, but there's an ezor besides that. Mishum hikon. Hikon means make special preparations for davening. Hikon lekasa lekecha Yisroel. And it applies when you're omed lefnei hamelech, as we saw in Sif Aleph. Doesn't apply to all brachas or to kriyashma. It applies to tefillah. Maybe it's not ma'akev b'di'eved, but certainly the chatchila you're supposed to do it. Now, the concept of the Azor, Mishum Hikon, is really, if you learn the Gemara, it's really two deos in the Rishonim. And this really impacts our wearing of a gartel. Rashi learns it's noi, it's his noe. It's like making sure your clothing fit well and they're on you well and they're presentable. And as Shlomo Zalman explains, when he explains why we don't wear a gartel, even though Paskins really are supposed to wear a gartel, because even according to the Mishnah Brura, that will soon say that he's noted that not the Paskin like the Mechaber, but the Paskin, if you don't ever wear such a thing, you don't have to wear it. But then he ends up also, but Erei Shemayim will wear it. And there are always, even Litvisha Gedolim, that always wore one, but there were Mekilim not to wear one. And it's not even encouraged, and you find your Sheshivas don't wear one. Although, as I said yesterday, but the Chazanish did apparently, and the Stifler did. So, Hitainas, our clothes are very fitted. Our clothes are fitted. They used to wear more like baggy things, and the Azar Poshet, Rashi uses a lotion, it's noe. It's a way, it's like tikkun begodim. It's a way of making the clothing sit on you properly, and that's a way to appear before the melech. That's what Rashi says, his noe. Shlomo Zalman is the one that says that our begodim really don't need that, because our clothing are pretty much fitted. The Levush learns that the inyan of a Azor, Sahika in Likras Alakecha Yisrael, is Zrizus Ugavura, like you say, gird your loins. That apparently when they used to like ready themselves for some arduous task, they would put on like a special belt. I don't know, that I don't know what it would do. It's hard for me to relate to it. Maybe also because they wore a choluk. Maybe it has to do with that. They would wear a robe and it gets in the way when you try to do anything. So that, you know, putting on a belt sort of tightens the begging on you and it doesn't get in the way. When you wear a free-flowing thing, right, you can't run fast. You can't really, you're not that maneuverable. So that's what the Levush said. It's the union of Zrizus and Gevura. Okay. Anyway, the Mechaber Paskins, you need it. At least the Chatchila. Tzorich. Avoshor Brachos, Mutal of Arach Belo Chagora, Meachash Yeshla Mechnasayim. Once you have a Hefzik Ben Libela Erva, so by other Brachos, even by Kriyashma, you don't need this. This is a din of Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. He claimed the cross of Lekecha Yisrael, like we saw in Sifalos. It's only Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. Hagov Ein Libel Oros Erva. That he's explaining. Meachash Yeshla Mechnasayim. Vein libo roe eso erva. Actually, if you look in Simon Mem Vov, Sif Aleph, on the bracha of Ozer Yisrael Begura, so the Mechaber has the person making each bracha of Birchas HaShachar when he does it. So he says, Kishechoger Chagoro Yivorech Ozer Yisrael Begura. That's the Mechaber. Then the Ramah says, Olove Sha'avneit Hamatzik Ben Libo Lo Erva. So it's not so clear, because it would sound like the Mechaber there is talking about a Chagura that's the extra Chagura, that's not Matzik Ben Libo Lo Erva, and that's what the Bracha is referring to, Oizo Yisrael Begvura. But it's not said B'Shach Shmona Esrei, and it's only by Shmona Esrei that you really have to do it. So the Mefarshei HaShulchan Aruch learned there's no real Machlekes Mechaber and the Ramah there. The Mechaber also means a Chagura that's Mafsik Ben Libo LeErva. And it's a special article of clothing, and the Ramah is referring to probably something like the elastic in our underwear or in our pants, where it's just part of the Mechmasayim, and that's enough of the Hefsik. That's what the learned like that, and it's really mistaken, because you're not going to make the bracha either yisrael begvura. Who says he's putting on a chagura then? We're talking about a chagura that's not. Oizei Yisrael begvura means the Klal Yisrael has a special inyan, like to put on a chagura. So that's only when you're in the Fnei HaMelech. Okay, Al-Kaponim, here clearly the Mechaber says you have to wear a special Azar for Shmon Esrei, besides Lahatzik Bin Libel Erva. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzorech, Ubedievet, and Mispalel below Azar, Yotza, certainly a Yotze, because it's no worse than Sifalev's being half naked, we a Yotze. The Eishomrim Od, and this is the Mishnah Berurah, this is really what we're saying, the Chan. The Dafka Misharogel Kalayom V'Chagura. This is talking about someone who usually wears such a Chagura when appropriate. Let's say you'd be going in to see a Melech, or you'd be carrying a heavy package, so you would wear this Chagura. Avo Misharogel Kalayom B'lo Chagura, so Gam B'Shas Tzila Ein Tzarech Lachkar. That's not like he's qualifying the Mechaber, or he's arguing with the Mechaber. And the svara is that it's all hikain, it's all like a special, like a milah of being dressed like you would dress with Lifnei HaMelech, or a special preparation for davening. You know, if the derech is not to wear it a whole day, like there's really no point. Umi umidus chasidus at mechiyai gavni. That's what the Mishnah Berurah ends up, b'shem d'mavi yiborim. So the Mishnah Berurah, apparently, this is where everybody tries to explain why even big people, I think Ramosha wore a gartel. I can't say for sure 100% he didn't. But, you know, I've davened with him enough times that maybe I would remember if he did. Like, I would have noticed that he's wearing a gartel. Okay. Avnet, so lo more avnet, shom mechnasayim amatzik bin libel erba. Mishum hikoin likras, isu bezorv, okay. Isa b'zorv aschana. The Mishnah Berurah is bringing down now like a side point. Man dekom b'tzvusa when you davening shmona esrei, boy l'ksuyei reishi, you should be covered your head. Ve'enoi, you shouldn't be looking around. Ve'yilda lo yiskag, that's not called b'shchinto. Your eyes should be closed, or your eyes should be covered, or closed. Ve'ayna b'talos shol mitzvah. Ve'enoi gim kayoim, l'chasas roish ayde enayim, b'talos mitzvah b'shas shmona esrei. Whoever has his eyes open, I guess it means even if he's not distracted, but just his eyes are open by Shmona Esrei, or he's looking out. Open means open without a talus. Either close your eyes or have a talus over your eyes. Makdim alei malach hamovis. L'maisa di achroinim, even suggest and say it's probably preferable to be looking in a siddur. Looking in a siddur is dangerous sometimes, because when your eyes are open, you have peripheral vision and all sorts of things distract you. But, I mean, every person knows himself under what circumstances he has more kavana and under what circumstances he gets distracted. Sometimes you close your eyes, it's easier for the mind to wander. You can't really make a klal. The achronim I've seen, like today's poskim and this, they seem to feel that looking in a siddur is the best stimulant to kavana. You're looking at the words, you're seeing the words. Like this, you know, you say them by heart, so it's much easier to daven by rote. And then you have to start visualizing the words and thinking what they mean. It's much better if you see the word and then you just concentrate on what it means. Of course, with your eyes open, you have the danger of distraction, of seeing things. You know? But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. That's not what the Zohar is talking about, that's for sure. It's not talking about looking in a siddur. It's talking about stop, open eyes. So that's three options. You close your eyes or wrap the eyes with a talus, or looking in a siddur is certainly an option, and lately it's become the preferred option. But again, every person knows how he davens best. Can't make a rule. It's like some people shuckle, they daven better. Some people don't shuckle. Can't make a rule out of it. Shor brachos, b'shiburos of Katan Zion. Shor brachos more than kriyashma. You don't need lo shayach hikayin likas alakecha kim kshami l'fnei amelech. Okay, b'chnasayim. V'adin and begadav munochem dvukim mamash ala bet and amalsikim eliba l'erva. You don't need an elastic in pants. You need some sort of tightness. And it's not a robe that just sits there. You need some sort of, I don't know, besides the Mechnasayim, what other begadim would be Dvukim Mamash? Underwear, what? What's Dobuk Mamash Al Abetim? That's for sure, if a person's wearing an undershirt, a long undershirt, face, and he's fat, and it's like pressing against the belly, that's not a Hefzik Bin Liba La'erva. You need like a tightness, you know, an encircling tightness. Not the bigger the fifth straight, it just happens to be tight. That's good. That's what's brought down in halacha many times. Yeah, by men also. Sometimes when you're stuck, you should do that. Doesn't have to be 360 degrees, but I'm sure a shirt that's tight is not good. Okay. So again, so why don't we wear garitals? If the Mishnah Berurah says Yerei Shemayim should wear one anyway, Shlomo Zalman explains it. But okay, good, enough. Let's go back to the Siv Gimel. What's the Indian of it? So you have this Shaila. I would say from Zalman's point, you know, it's well taken. The Gabi Hisnoya. I don't know. Maybe the same thing with the Levush. The Levush probably also. You wear it for Zrizus, because the clothes used to be more flowing and free-fitting. You didn't go into a store and buy your size. You went into a store, there were two sizes, big and small, or medium, or large, or extra large. You didn't go into a store and buy a 42 short, you know, or an 18 and a half shirt with 32 sleeves. Because clothing was supposed to hide the human body. Now we enhance the human body with it. It's fitted. That's not really, you're supposed to be covering the body, not showing off the body. That's where the tznius problem comes in. That's the big difference in clothing. The truth is, it's for men also. That's what you see in halacha. You see, their clothing were very flowing and loose, and the whole purpose was to cover the body. Not to be, we nowadays, the modern world has very fitted clothing to almost to accentuate the the contours of the body. So even by a man, it's not proper. So okay, but that's where it's coming from, this union of a gartel, which makes the clothing more fitted, and that's, you're more, it's a more, it is, if they have melech, you would dress like that. Okay. Gimel. So the union of a yarmulke we've had when we started learning Mishnah Brura back in Sinan Dalad, and everybody knows, say, yeah, yeah, it's only Midas Chasidus, nowadays it's maybe more than Midas Chasidus, and so on and so forth. But here you have Mikar Hadin. You can't say Shem Hashem. Yeshomim, because the Mechaber always says Yeshomim when there's a halacha that a Rishon or a Go'om was Mechadesh. So here, he says Yeshomim, that's all, because the source is someone that said the halacha. Doesn't mean there's a machlaikas. Yeshomim, Shasalot, Yaskar, Mipir, Barosh, Magula. Okay, that's also. Yeshomim, Shayesh, Limcho, Shaloli, Koni, Tavay, Tzakneses, Begibli, Rosh. It's also also to do. Yeah. Kovoim, let's go on to Sivdalid. Hats, Haklu, and Mikash. So it means like there's a lot of holes in it. Maybe it's even see-through. Maybe it's merub oimid ala poritz. Maybe it's poritz merub ala oimid. I don't know. Chashiva kisoy. Maybe you need to talk oimid merub ala poritz. But you can see the head. You can see the hair. But still, chashiva kisoy. Avol hanochas yod ala rosh, lo chashiva kisoy. V'yamachem inich yod ala rosh, shol zeh mashma da chashiva kisoy. Okay. So again, this is even the Gabi making your bracha, the Gabi saying Hashem Hashem. And there's a special din not to go into shul with Gilui Rosh. What?
Some people take off the
yarmulke. Some people, well, you have to know how to do it. You have to be careful not to make the bracha with Gilui Rosh. Yeah, well, I'm sure that this din doesn't refer to that split half second. But it's anyway not proper. And you should try to maneuver it. You don't have to be really Rosh. But it's hard. So if it's hard, a split second doesn't matter. But you do have to be very careful. And this, I see people, Michalin, that they end up making the bracha of Gili Rosh. Of course, if you have a talus, there's no reason to be at all the Gili Rosh. You can really have the talus over your head and maneuver within the talus over your head with Tzillin Shel Rosh. So you don't have to be Gili Rosh at all. Okay, the Bi'alocha brings down the famous Taz, the Bismanenu. It's always also to go without a yarmulke, because this is, that become the symbol of the Yid, and the Goyim, it's Chukos HaGoy, to go without a hat, without a yarmulke. So. When I grew up, the Yekis still went to work without a yarmulke. I don't know if they do nowadays. Still? Still?
Just the older
really?
Ones.
The old ones, oh.
Okay. As of 20 years ago, I worked in a law firm, and the guy, nobody, almost nobody wore a kippah, including guys who were Park, very firm people.
Yeah. I mean, when I grew up, the Yekis people that I know still went to work without a yarmulke. Okay.
The Gilui
Harosh, I am a Bir Halacha. The roish vayat chad guf ninu sif yud sif katan yud ein aguf yachol lachasas atzmon. That's your hand. Chad vabach, you pull the sleeve, and that's called kisui harosh. Okay, you pull the sleeve. I saw Grada. I saw a few interesting things. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that this man, if you daven begilui harosh, you're not yotze. It's called zevach rishon toeva, and you would have to daven over. Okay.
Is there a definition how much of the Rosh has to cover?
Well, I would say Rove and Svara. I would say Rove. Kisui Rosh would be Rove, the Rosh. I would say Rove and Svara. That's where Moshe maybe talks about that in the beginning, the very first Siman of the very first Arachayim. Maybe he talks about exactly how much. But in Svara, I'd say Rove. There's an issue of women, married women, married, let's even say married women, let's say a married woman goes in her own house in private with Gilui Rosh, which is certainly mutter technically, because she has to cover it when she davens. So there's some issue, some achronim say yes, but she's also under the restrictions of this halacha that we just learned, and you have, I don't have my watch on it. Yeah, and she has to cover her head, but I saw B'Shem Shlomo Zalman that she's not technically mechuyev, thank you very much, that she's not technically mechuyev too. Maybe she should. Again, I'm talking about married women that go to Gilui Rosh B'chad Rechadorim in their own homes, so for davening they probably should cover their head. For davening they should cover their head. Okay. They're also Gilui Rosh. The Gilui Rosh of our Sif. Shadows of they're also Nichlal in covering the Rosh.
That's whoever covers the head normally should not be Gilui Rosh when they daven. Is that what it is?
You want to know about Pnuyas?
Because if we have boys that are not married, I don't know what this is.
So why would a man not married?
He does. When he davens, he has to have his head covered.
We don't make a difference between a single man and a married man.
You're saying, why not a
single woman?
First of all, that is a din of the Achronim too. Okay. And they are more makil. That on them it was never said to cover the Rosh. But a woman, Nosui, who was said to cover the Rosh, but it's mutter in her house, so she is nichlal in that the appropriate way to dress for davening would also be b'kisui Rosh. Rav Avadi Yosef talks about pnuyas. He's more noted that a pnuya girl should cover the hair for davening too. He ends up, maybe not, you may kill. Certainly the common minig is that pnuyas, even Sfaradish girls, do not cover the hair. The only pnuyas that cover the hair are Arab girls. But he has a tzad, he has a long tshuva in his tshuva's farm about covering. By davening I'm talking, by davening. By Nesuas, there's more achronim that are noted that they definitely should. Shlomo Zalman says his maskana is they're not technically mechuyev to, but they should. But technically, even Nesuas, who are not covering their hair in their privacy in their own homes, don't have to for davening also. Technically, but they certainly should. By Pnuyos, no one's really machmir that they should. And the common minig is that indeed they don't. Certainly don't, right? I saw an interesting tshuva here. Moshe, a big politician, comes to shul, so they used to, you take off your hat, they lechavdo. Okay? So, it's a tshuva's Yaakov. Moshe Godel that comes to shul, D-O-F-F. So he talks about the chorus of the Isra of being the Gilui Rosh and Shul. He was clearing about doing it in Shul. He talks about Shemot Selechu. Arki Amori. Yesh Makilin the Dover. She says, he ends up the Yesh Lahakel. I'm not sure. It was not Yesh Lahakel. I guess it was Sakono or whatever. Actually, but you should tell him that there's an Issa Gadol to be the Gilui Rosh basic. That's why I found cute. Mikomogom and Mashal, the Hisnatsa, the fun of Loimaloish, Yesh Lano Issa Gadol, Leos, the Gilui Rosh basic. Messes, explain it to him. Ula Yispayas Mimenu. And we'll understand Zohar Vatov.
No. He was given an honor, a knight or something. There's a Tova word, and you're supposed to kiss the hand of the queen when you come to greet her. So he made a whole spectacle of bowing, and he said to the queen that we are oriental people and the greatest way to show respect to someone is to bow. Okay. And she was very impressed.
Sifhei, Bayamud Ba Fundoso, Below Barosh Magula. The reason he repeats Below Barosh Magula is because he's saying this is the Lashon Rambam. You'll find that many times in Shulchan Aruch, he'll say halachas, and then he'll start a whole series of halachas, and there'll be some repetition there because then he's quoting the Rambam. So this Sif is a quoting of the Rambam. Loyamad ba'afundoso. We'll see in a moment what that means. Below Barosh Magula, that's what we just learned. Below Baraglai Magula, not barefoot. In Derech Anshei Hamokum Shloyamdu Lufnei Hagdolim El Babotei Raglayim. If right, that's that again. Oymed Lufnei Hamelech. This is something that depends on Minig Hamokum. So if people don't go barefoot, then you can't go barefoot. This is during Shmona Esrei. Now we're talking about. We're back to talking about Ilchus clothing by Shmona Esrei. Okay, this is the issue of wearing your boots and shoe when you're davening, wearing rubbers, wearing your winter coat. The Mishnah Berurah says Afundoso is your money belt. To Ezer Cholos Shemasim and Boimos, Meinu Derech Kavod Lama Came Lufnei Hashem Yisbarach. You wouldn't. It's all in Yonim of Oymed Lufnei Hamelech. You wouldn't go this way in front of a king most of the time. Chenei Nochol Lispalo Bekaftan. This is your bathrobe. Ubeged Atachton, Ubishlofrach, that's your pajamas. We talked about this yesterday. So we said yesterday, if you're sick, so Anachanami, if you're sick and a chashva person was coming to visit you, you probably wouldn't stay in your pajamas, you'd probably put on a robe. But you wouldn't get dressed either. I mean, you're sick, you wouldn't get dressed. So that's how a sick person should daven also. So whatever he feels, here he says not pajamas. So again, you have to think what you would do if a chashuva person was coming to visit you. And that's what you have to, and that's what you have to do. So you would stay in your slippers. Maybe even people would be makabel guests in their homes. And you have to, that's how you have to think of it. Would you, a person's at home, could he daven in slippers? So he has to think, would I be makabel, would I be anything, melech in slippers, or makabel chashuva guests? In slippers. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they have very chashuva slippers. The new slippers, what do they call? Racks. Racks?
Racks. Crack.
Are they shoes? I don't know. I thought they're slippers. Okay. Anyway, so they only say a melech. So you have to make a judgment call. So what about if it's cold in shul and people want to wear their winter coats? And their gloves and their scarves. So if you're doing it because you're cold, I would imagine that's okay. You would be oymed lefnei melech if it's cold, also in a winter coat, I imagine. So you could take that into account if it's cold. But people who wear rubbers, or galoshes, rubbers in the street, and then they come to shul. The chayyur of this halacha would demand that you take it off before davening, before Shmona Esrei for sure. First of all, you make the Beis Medrash filthy. First of all, that's not a nice thing to do. But lagabi these dinim, I would say you have to take them off. You go to a chashuva person, you take off your rubbers. You don't leave your rubbers on.
Before you walk into your house, you take them off.
Considered not nice. That's in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses you're talking. I'm talking mitzad this din. Of davening of Oymed Lufnei Hamelech. But sometimes it's cold, you know, sometimes people keep on their rubbers. I remember from yeshivas, yeah, it used to be no steam because it's a good insulator, keeps your feet warm. We used to keep on our rubbers. Many was the time when we davened in winter coats. In the shul, in the early days when we first moved, yeah, the first winter was cold. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we're getting into Happy Jacks.